This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda commits to address the demands of Shukla Panta detainees. International Day for Biological Diversity being observed today, organizing various programs, and Israeli forces in raid near Nablus kills 3 Palestinians. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that demand of the Shukla Panta reservation victims of Kanchanpur will be addressed. He also assured the detainees that he would give them compensation. In the meeting with the delegation that came to Prime Minister's residence in Baluwatar today to draw attention to the problems, rehabilitation and management of Shukla Panta detainees, Prime Minister Dahal also gave necessary instruction to the relevant agencies on this matter. On the occasion, Foreign Minister Naren Prakash South and various party-affiliated leaders and activists of Kanchanpur and the victims participated. District Police Office Kathmandu has prepared to submit its investigation report to the District Attorney's Office today on the case of fraud involving to send hundreds of citizens in the form of fake witness refusees to America. The police have arrested 16 people for fraud and organized crime and are investigating. Some accused of involvement are absconding. Superintendent of Police of the area, Sitaram Rizal, said that he will submit a report to prosecute all the cases that are attracted by the law. In this incident, a complaint has been filed from 106 victims that they have been defrauded of 232.5 million. According to the police sources, it is said that the report with the opinion that some should be prosecuted for fraud and organized crime and some for treason. The International Day for Biological Diversity is being marked across the country today under the theme of Front Agreement to Action, Build Back Biodiversity. May 22 is marked under the auspices of the United Nations to increase understanding and awareness on biodiversity issues of ecological balance, environment conservation, and sustainable development. According to Convention on Biological Diversity, this year's theme promotes action in supporting of Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework. To mark this incredible achievement, the theme reflects both the celebratory nature of what was achieved at COP15 as well as the urgency of what still needs to be done in terms of implementation. In Nepal, the Department of Forest, Department of Botany, and different other agencies are organizing various awareness-raising events including rallies, seminars, interaction, and hiking. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the discussion on government's annual policy and program continues. In the discussion, Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, who was also the former Prime Minister, said that an implementation-oriented policy should be brought by paying attention to the priority of agricultural production and planning. Member of Parliament Jeevan Pariyar said that the development of the health sector, social security and tourism sector should be included in the policy and program. Parliamentarian Rajendra Dingtail said that the deterioration of the current economic situation of the country will affect the future generations as well, and it should not be considered difficult to improve the policy program. Earlier, in Zero Hour, the parliamentarians had drawn the attention of the government to give priority to the completion of infrastructure construction in their constituencies, the epidemic spread among livestock, manpower development, water supply problems, environmental pollution, sugarcane farmers' problems, etc. The order of Member of Parliament to give their opinion in the discussion continues. Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Kissing, has said that the market for electricity export is becoming assured. He said that India and Bangladesh are eager to buy the electricity produced in Nepal while signing the investment agreement with the Employee Saving Fund in the Tamakosi 5th Hydropower Project. Kissing mentioned that during the sale of electricity in those countries, the electricity of the rainy season will get a better rate. The fund is going to invest ₹13.74 billion in the 99.8 megawatt capacity project to be built in Bigo Rural Municipality of Dolakha. The fund is going to invest alone in the project, which has an estimated cost of ₹21.14 billion, including the interest during the construction period. The Department of Mines and Geology has issued licenses for the exploration and prospecting of 420 mines. The department's information officer, Narayan Baskota, said it has issued this many permits for the exploration of possible mines so far as of the current fiscal year. Baskota said licenses have been provided for exploration of iron ore, copper, gold, limestone, granite, ruby, dolomite, among other minerals. The department had issued licenses for exploration of 405 mines. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation yesterday sought a 13-point clarification to the Lumbini Development Trust. The ministry has given the deadline of 15 days on 13 different issues to the trust vice chairperson to furnish clarification on the allegation of misuse of power, arbitrary contract deal with the construction company, embezzlement of fund for tender issuance, and poor mobilization of donations received from donors. The Press Center Nepal has asked the Advertisement Board of Nepal to correct its decision to reduce the grant of the public welfare advertisements to the media industries. The General Assembly of Press Center Nepal Gandaki Province and Gorkha District Coordination Committee held yesterday issued an 11-point declaration asking the board to correct its recent decision to reduce the grant amount, stating that the decision would have serious repercussions on the media and media persons. The centre has also welcomed the move of the Federation of Nepali Journalists initiated for the membership cleansing and has urged the districts and other chapters to strictly implement the membership cleansing initiative. The event, inaugurated by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Naren Kazi Shrestha in Gorkha Bazaar, also discussed the agendas of existing situation, challenges and transformation of media sector, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The Palestinian Health Ministry said in a statement that three Palestinians have been killed in a raid by Israeli forces on the Balata refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Residents told Al Jazeera the incident took place at about 1 a.m. local time on today after Israeli forces blockaded the camp's entrances with bulldozers, preventing ambulances and journalists from getting inside. There was no immediate confirmation of the fatalities by the Israeli military. Israel has conducted a series of incursions in the occupied West Bank since the start of the year, and earlier this month raided Balata where it killed two Palestinians. On that occasion, the Fatah movement of Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas said the two men killed were members of its armed wing, the Al-Aqsa Martis Brigades. Today's raid took place after a car ramping attack near Nablus yesterday in which an Israeli soldier was injured. A defiant Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted Bakhmut is not occupied by Russia after Moscow-backed mercenary groups had claimed control. Ukraine's president was speaking during a scene-stealing visit to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit. Wagner founder had earlier claimed victory in Bakhmut, but Ukrainian military sources told the BBC they still had control of a handful of buildings on the outskirts of the city. At a press conference on the final day of the summit, Mr. Zelensky refused to provide precise details, but he said the city where the war's longest and bloodiest battle has raged since August was not occupied by Russia as of today. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightnings are likely to occur in few places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightnings are likely to occur at a few places of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 17.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 28.9 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda commits to address the demands of Sukla Fanda detainees. International Day for Biological Diversity being observed today, organizing various programs. And Israeli forces in raid near Nablus kills 3 Palestinians. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.